This semester is it's fine, and yeah, I took two courses. One is related to digital imaging processing, another is related to radiology. My major is biomedical engineering. No, I'm a research assistant.
So what kind of things do you do?
We studied super resolution microscopy. It's an optical fluorescent microscopy that enables you to study some biological samples, for example, the cells, the tissues, things like that.
So this semester you're not interacting with undergraduate students?
No, but we have undergraduate students in our lab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what the labs is, so they are?
They are, yeah, they do some small projects in the lab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're there to help them?
Sometimes if they have questions, of course, yeah. Not yet, but we have planned to attend the conference in June in Cold Spring Harbor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you presenting your research?
We maybe not. That depends to the advisor's plan. So,
what are your other plans for the summer?
I'm going to take the qualify exam this summer. Yeah. it's from June the 1st to 15th of July. Yeah. So it's a little bit stressful.
Right.
Yeah.
Any other fun things?
Fun things. We have just built our new super resolution microscope in the lab. We have already found our collaborators in the New York Institute of Technology. Yeah, so they brought some samples to our lab yesterday, and we do some imaging. Although the result is not good, but it's still promising. Yeah. You mean the fun plan for summer? Oh, yeah, so we still need to as I said just now, we need to continue the experiments with the cooperators. Hopefully we will find something really, really interesting to study. I guess I don't have much time to go to city in, especially in the summer, because I a lot of things to do for the QE, and after that I have the paper to publish, and maybe after that it's about to for the next semester. You know, we also need to prepare for the BME research day. Yeah, but if I have time, I would like to go to a city or go to Rochester to visit some friends, or New Jersey to visit some friends.
So this is your
second year.
So right now, when you get sick or you have problems, who do you contact? Do you have anybody on campus?
Yeah, actually there are many alumni in Stony Brook University.
Oh,
that comes from the same university in China. And also my advisor also comes from China, so it make a little bit convenient to communicate with each other.
So when you think about changes that have happened in your life in the past 2 years, what would be the first thing that comes to your mind?
Changes, the biggest change I think that I can experience is in my language. I think although you can see my English is not that perfect, my vocabulary is limited, but I think for the spoken English it is improved, make my pronunciation sounds better, and yeah, make it more make it easier for me to communicate and to be understood by Americans, and also I think I can get get along with the Americans better through the year. And I also was invited by an undergraduate student in our lab to his birthday party, and meet some new people, and it's a very fun.